Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 11th. We're just days away from former President Donald Trump going to trial in New York over an alleged hush money scheme, and another attempt to delay it has failed. Yesterday, an appeals court dismissed Trump's latest effort, making it his third rejection in 3 days, and it took just minutes for the judge to make the decision. CNN's Paula Reed has more on what's next.
In a statement, the former president's legal team said, quote, his legal team will continue fighting against this Biden trial and all the other witch hunts. Of course, this trial has nothing to do with President Biden, but the next step in the state of New York would be the Court of Appeals. That is the highest court in New York. If they were not successful there, they could potentially go to the Supreme Court. But at this point, it's unclear if the Trump team is going to file any additional appeals.
All this means jury selection is due to start on Monday as planned, as Trump is charged with trying to cover up payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels to stop her from speaking publicly about an alleged affair. Trump denies the relationship ever happened and has pleaded not guilty. Mike Johnson is facing a serious threat to his job as House Speaker. So now, he's taking steps to appear more aligned with Trump. Johnson is heading to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow for a joint news conference on election integrity, a topic Trump cares deeply about. The Speaker's allies are urging Trump to publicly back Johnson as he tries to fend off warnings from right-wing Republicans that they'll call a vote to get rid of him if he pushes ahead with an aid package for Ukraine. But yesterday, Trump dealt a blow to Johnson when he encouraged GOP lawmakers to vote against him and kill a controversial surveillance law. This marks the fourth time Johnson has failed to get a vote through since he got the job, which is a major embarrassment for the leadership. The severe storm threat hitting the southeast is weakening, but still moving east, where it could impact more than 65 million people from Florida to New York. The National Weather Service says a flash flood emergency has been issued for the greater Tallahassee area until the early hours of this morning, with major flash flooding already happening. It's warning some residents to move to higher ground, as the situation is, quote, life-threatening. This is the same storm system that hit its peak yesterday across parts of the south, causing flooding, widespread power outages, and damage to homes and businesses across parts of the Gulf Coast. This man in Louisiana spoke to WVUE about what happened when the storm hit his area.
Next thing you know, wind started blowing. I rushed her to the tub for shelter. As you can see, we got flooded in and our car got trees and everything on it.
Mississippi's governor says at least one person has been reported dead in his state. In 2019 alone, more than 500,000 people died from strokes linked to extreme high or low temperatures. And as the world gets warmer because of human-made climate change, the number is expected to rise. That's according to a new study published in the medical journal Neurology. It found that since 1990, weather-related strokes have been going up all around the globe, and that the numbers are disproportionately worse in parts of the world with higher levels of people living in poverty and where healthcare systems are fragile, like in Africa. Golfers will be sheltering instead of chasing a green jacket at the Masters this morning. That's next.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Masters is delaying its gate opening in Augusta, Georgia this morning because of that storm system we told you about earlier in the episode. The 88th edition of one of golf's most prestigious tournaments is due to tee off today, raising the curtain on the men's major calendar for 2024. The star-studded 89-player field is headlined by reigning champion John Rahm, red-hot number one Scottie Scheffler, and Grand Slam-chasing Rory McIlroy. And yes, five-time winner Tiger Woods will be back in action too. The 48-year-old says he believes he can win a record-equaling sixth green jacket, despite the lingering effects of his car accident in 2021. That's all for now. I'll be back with more stories at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.